We're going weiter in this inyan of neighbors and halachis between them, and the chazaka of tashmish, the chazaka of using someone else's property. So, again, I just want to chaz over the examples given in the Mishnah, and we'll take it from there. I do want to get to the shaila that we ended off with last week, but there's a lot of yisoides we've got to know to get to that shaila. We ended up with the shaila that I wasn't sure what the answer was, so I worked on it a little bit this week. We ended up with the shaila of what about if somebody A has a chazaka to walk through someone else's property, like he has a shortcut. You know, let's say you know you want to get two blocks down, you don't want to walk around, so your neighbor gives you permission to use it. Now, A, he sells it to someone else, the property. Do you still have to maintain the right to walk through there? B, let's say he changes his mind. So, can you get a chazaka like that? And we said another practical case of such a thing, similar, is if in a building where each person has their own parking spot, well, let's say two parking spots, and you only have one car, and the other guy starts parking in your spot, can he develop a chazaka in that parking spot, and now that's it? It's his. Okay?
Meaning if you have two cars, if you have two cars, you just...
Well, if you're using it, then you're using it.
He likes to park one thing, one side, one on the other side.
Okay.
What happens if the guy bought it?
What?
For the guy bought the home, he was using the pet.
It was Hefker?
It was Hefker, the owner before.
Oh, so right, exactly. Yeah. So the same thing. So if it's a valid chazaka, then it's his. Pashtus.
If it's between the ownership.
Yeah, now the lumdus of this thing is a machlokes, by the way, in the Achronim. How do you koine these types of usage? These uses. Okay? Is it like, you know, you actually have a kinyan in it, or it's like a shibud? You know, the property is meshubed. Okay. If the property is meshubed to that person to allow him to use it. Okay. And let's just see the examples given in the Mishnah, then we'll get down to Tachlis over here. And also we spoke about last week about how long does it take to make the kinyan. So let's chaz over those two things. And then we'll get to the point. Now, Hamar Zev, this is the Mishnah in the Nechesam and Beis, which is on page 7 in the booklet, in the pamphlet. You want to pass them around? Let's see. Here's some booklets. From there. So page 7 is the Mishnah. Hamar Zev, a gutter ain lay chazaka. It's known techesim with beis in Bababasra. V'yeshla makoymei chazaka. Hamazcheila yeshla chazaka. So we said Hamar Zev is a gutter extension, and it pours the water from your gutter into the other guy's property. So we said ain lay chazaka. But the makoymei yeshla chazaka. We explained makoymei means that he has a chazaka to pour his water onto the neighbor's property. The question just is that, you know, the neighbor could say, well, I don't want it to be on the north side of the property, move it to the south side of the property. But somewhere he has a right to keep on pushing his water into his neighbor's property. That's a chazaka. Mazcheila, but the gutter itself, let's say the gutter extends over his neighbor's property. So the gutter itself. So yeshla chazaka, that's chazaka right away. Now, it's very important. Let's just see the three examples in the Mishnah. Sulam, two examples, because
Chaloyin is a period of years, excuse me. That's over after 3 years?
What?
After some time.
Yeah, that's also a machlokes. How long does it take to develop this chazak? So, we'll see. Sulam Hamitzri, an Egyptian staircase, ain't like chazaka, but Latsuri, one from Tsuri, yesh chazaka. Again, what's the difference? A Mitzri is smaller and a Tsuri is bigger. What's the difference between the things that are chazaka and not chazaka? So the Rashbam says it's an inyan of kvias. It's an inyan of kvias. Something which is kavua, it's built out. So when the owner of the property sees that his neighbor is building something kavua, something which is some sort of level of permanence, so that should bother him. Why are you building out into my property? And therefore, he should have been moichei. He should have said, well, why are you doing that? And if he wasn't, then there's a certain assumption that that there must have been an arrangement between them or whatever. And therefore, he was like, somehow moichei. And the other person could develop a chazaka now. Okay? So the chazaka is a response to only kavua things. Something which is not kavua. So he built it out, but that's a gutter extension. You could pick it up, move it. It's not. You don't need a contractor for that. You move it around. So therefore, it didn't bother the owner. But he's not so makbid on that because it's not kavua. Since he's not makbid on it, so therefore, why would he make a fuss? He'll assume that the guy's going to move it, or you know, it's not such a big deal to him. Since he's not makbid, it's not kavua. So therefore, there's no chazak on that, and that's basically the principle here. Something which you're extending out into the neighbor's property. You're either pouring your water there, building out a gutter, or you built your staircase for your property, right? Because a lot of times, if your property, you have a tall property, and it goes out exactly, there was no setbacks back then, right? So you go all the way out to the property line. Now, in order to build a staircase, you need to have an angle. So where are you putting your staircase? So that's going to lean out into the neighbor's property. And that was the issue, okay? Now, let's just see the other case of the Mishnah, which is the next page, two pages, page 9. Is on page Nuntes on the Beis and Baba Basra, another example. No, it's the bottom of page 8, the last line. Nuntes on the Aleph. Haziz ad tefach yesh la chazaka, v'yachol limchais. Haziz is an overhang. It's somehow some sort of windowsill or some sort of protrusion that you have, like some sort of flat area that you could use to go, you know, you put some stuff. Like we gave an example last week, maybe you put your bird feeder out there, you put up some plants out there, and it overhangs into the neighbor's property. So if it's less than a tefach, it's not kavua, and the person's not makbid, so therefore there's no chazaka. And there's no chazaka, 10 years later he can tell you move it. Because, well, I had it for 10 years. But, so what? But I was never makbid, I never bothered telling you. I thought you were going to...
It says ad tefach.
Right, so ad tefach, yesh la chazaka.
Meaning... Up until a tefach, or
tefach and up.
10 tefachim.
Right. So if it's a tefach, then he has a chazaka. But if it's pochis mi tefach, ain le chazaka. Okay, because it's not kavua. Okay. So just based on this idea, we introduced last week that if it's an inyan of kavias. If it's an inyan of kvias, and the only way you can make a chazaka is with an inyan of kvias. So we discussed last week the whole idea of the parking spot, or the whole idea of the backyard issue. How's that kavua? So you walk through my backyard, right? I didn't think you were going to do it forever. At what point did it become kavua that I should make the macha, that it should bother me, that I should make the macha? That's a separate sugya. If it's everyone, if the shul is built in a way that, you know, my brother-in-law Davin's in a shul in Baltimore that's like on the other side of town, and to walk around takes, you know, a half hour, but there's one house that is on this side of the neighborhood that if you walk through it, it's right there.
Everybody has the right.
So everybody who's on this side, which is, you know, it's a big shul, walks through that, it's like kavua. Now everyone walks through there. So they paved it and everything now. And I was just there now in the summer. So they had a sign up that the path is only open on Shabbos. And during the week, and sorry, you're going to have to drive or figure it out. But you know, fine. That's a separate story.
They just put up the sign now. Once they know we're going to learn the story.
And there's water bottles there and everything.
I was going to ask
that. Fine. But anyway, so the...
drink water for people.
The... Okay. So, what about the path? And what about the path? And what about the parking spot? So the answer is like this. The answer is that the inyan of kvias is not an inyan independently of you can only make a chazaka something kavua. The idea is that it's anything that you're makbid on. So when the issue is construction, that you built something out. So if the issue is construction, I'm only makbid on something on a construction which is kavua. Right? But if the issue is using it, then anything that I'm makbid on, you get a chazaka. Anything that the Baal Bayis would be makbid on, the person using it would get a chazaka right away. So even if it's not kavua, but a normal Baal Bayis would be makbid on that. So therefore, since a normal Baal Bayis would be makbid on it, therefore you could develop a chazaka.
It's only, by kavua, it's there, it's going to be there. In other words,
right. In other words, by kavua,
yesterday is it right that you're going to do it tomorrow? You put a gutter in my house.
Right, but construction, which is not kavua, I'm not makbid. But a use.
Yeah, but even a use. If you're using my alley.
No, so that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily a vorta kavias. Kavias is a siman on hakpada, and therefore, if I'm makbid anyway, like by using it. So therefore, if a makbid, a normal person would be makbid on that. A normal person would care about that. He says, no, I don't want you to walk through my backyard. Therefore, you can develop a chazaka, right? You could develop a chazaka on that. Okay, so therefore, pashtus, the parking spot, for sure would be a case where you should be able to develop a chazaka on that. Right? Because most people are makbid. You know, so therefore, the person should develop a chazak. Would pashtus develop a chazak on that? Now,
does that go to everyone?
Oh, what about without a tina? Okay, good. So this is what we spoke about last week. But before we, because that's on a construction issue. It's not using it. That's really what he says, by the way.
You can't let make a fundraiser for the show, but it's older.
Well, but what?
You
can't let it
change. You got 3 years for that to be makbid though.
2 years?
I don't know, 5 years.
Exactly. 5 years later. After the chazak? No, it wouldn't change your mind.
I had to tell them, listen, I okay.
We have to understand what the chazak is. And the chazak is with a taina or without a taina. That's what you brought up last week. So let's get to that in a minute. But I want to just go over, because we already made the copies of the ketzos and everything. It's geschmack. The ketzos really deals with this question. And the question...
When somebody buys the property... Does the seller have to disclose to them all the chazakas that are in place?
I would assume so, because it devalues the property. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, someone, when they saw the sign and the topic, so they came over to me and say, oh, it's an interesting topic. I had this question. I said, what was the question? I said, my neighbor, we were building a fence, and my neighbor, the backyard neighbor, asked me, do you mind if we put a gate in the fence so I can walk through, you know, here and there, and I'll pay for the gate. So I'll pay for the difference between making a gate versus a door in the gate. I'm sorry, making a door in the gate. You know that the door, I'll pay for the door because this way I could still have access in it. So he called up a lawyer who was also like some sort of rav, whatever. So he's asking for advice. Well, what would you say about this? So he says, okay, I'm your lawyer, so I'll draft you up a whole document, and we'll so this way it's clear. Okay, are we done with the law? Yeah. Okay, as a rabbi, I'm telling you, do not do that. It's not a good idea. Because the guy is going to, the guy could develop chazaka, and once it's chazaka, you can't take it back, and then when you want to sell it, you have to disclose it, and it's complicated, whatever. So I don't know if it's a good idea.
Is that a strong chazaka as you're building a gate?
What?
That might be a strong chazaka because you're building a gate. That's
okay, so let's get this. There's a Gavaldika issue between... It should be that really we should talk about this next week and get more background, but we're already in this topic, so let's talk about it now.
So the chazaka over the gate, over the right of way? The
right of way. Yeah.
Is there already a builder with... What's
the door, not on the door. No, you mean the door?
A right of way is actually part of your property. The gate is...
No, he wanted a chazaka. He was going to pay for the door.
Yeah.
And then be able to walk through.
The guy has a meeting in his house Friday night, so there's nothing behind him, puts a gate in because he wants to be able to get through easily.
No one has a hamamina
that he actually has shlita on the property whatsoever. It's a convenience, so he doesn't have to walk all the way around the block.
Right, but that's not so posh. Right, it could
be. You can always make it tonight and say.
Okay, so you can make it tonight. And also, it depends on what the chazaka is, that we said. But anyway, so now, the case of the case that they deal with in the Nesivis and the Ketzos, they deal with the Shaila of. There was a machlokes about seats in shul. So one guy listened to the drasha and to the mussar, and he starts coming on time to davening. The other guy didn't listen to the mussar, and he's not coming on time to davening. So the guy comes on time to davening, he sits in the other guy's seat. And it goes by a while, one Shabbos, all right, fine. And after a while, eventually, the guy's been sitting in his seat, for a while, and every other Shabbos or whatever, but pretty often, he's sitting in his seat. Now the other guy says, you know what, can we talk for a minute? That's my seat. Can you find somewhere else? So I have chazaka. I have chazaka on the seat.
It's me. Is that 3 year?
Okay.
Wait. Is it 3 years? Is it 3 years?
Whatever chazaka is, whatever it takes to develop a chazaka, whatever it is. Okay. Now, there was the issue is as follows. The issue is that there's a gemara by chazaka of ownership on housing. There's a chazaka. There's a sugya that if. Remember, we said that the whole thing starts with the sugya of a squatter, a guy that's living in someone else's house, and he could develop a chazaka on living in the house if he has a taina, right? He'll say, "When you let me live in the house? You told me it's mine. You said you don't need it anymore. You gave it to me, whatever. You sold it to me." So he could develop a chazaka. Now, what happens if the owner is living in the house, and this squatter is in the back, is in like the back room. So then the Gemara says, since the owner's there and he's using the house, you can't develop a chazaka under the nose of the owner because he's there. So obviously, it's not makbid if you're living there. That's not called a chazaka. So therefore, the Bach and the Alshich and many others, they wanted this to say that any time, what?
The addition is the same thing?
Any time that the owner is there together with the person developing the chazaka, there's no such chazaka on that. You can't make chazaka on that.
You can't make a chazaka in the back room?
You can't make chazaka. No, it's part of the house. It's part of the house. Let's assume it's part of the house.
Isn't that every chazaka? Oh.
So the Ketzoi says, that's the Ketzoi says, this whole shayla of that you can't develop a chazaka if the other guy is there is only when the question is ownership. Who owns the house? But in our sugyas, the question is not ownership. The question is usage. So maybe you own it and I'm using it. Okay? And he brings a raya from this case. He brings a raya from the case of the backyard, the Drisa Sarega, walking through the backyard. He says, the Rashba says you could develop a chazaka on walking through the guy's yard. Hold on. The owner's also walking through the backyard. So if the owner's also walking through the backyard, how could the person walking through develop a chazaka? It's not against the owner. Teretz says, it's because the whole nature of the chazaka we're talking about is not ownership. Ownership is either me or you. But here, where that's not either me or you. So then the right of the neighbor to walk through does not exclude the owner from walking through as well, obviously. Right, it's like Shita. He says, just like if the Taina is Gufa that we're Shutfim, so it's not a steer that you're there. So Huadin and Tashmishim is not a steer that you're there. So therefore the Ketzois brings a raya from the idea that you're allowed to walk through, that you could develop a chazaka walking through. He says, obviously, there's no such taina that you're there too. Now, he says a very lumdish thing also. I'll throw it out there for those catch it. Those don't, we'll figure it out later. The Ketzoi says that a shutvis in lumdus is, the way shutvis works is based on the idea of brera. That means retroactively, it's considered that whoever using it, let's say we're shutvin in an apartment, and I go in on for January, and then you go for February. So what we consider is that I'm the owner for January, and you're the owner for February, because we own in it the right that whenever I use it, it's mine. So he says that therefore, shutvis is not a stira that the owner's using it, because as much as he's using his thing, and when I'm using it mine. So therefore, the fact that there's shutvin, each one's usage does not share the other one's use. That's the Ketzoi's law. Okay, but that's just extra.
That's a mutually exclusive scenario, though.
Okay.
The Drisha's a regular. The
Drisha's a regular is not, exactly. So it says,
if you sell the house, it's worth less money. So his usage is running into your bylaws.
You gave it to him. That's what he's signing, let's say. He's saying he has a chazak.
But you have
a
chazak.
He's also passing over there. You're doing the same usage.
Yeah, you're right. There's an effect to it. But the bottom line is, it's not a raya, the fact that you're also there, that the Baal Bais is also there. It's not a raya that he didn't give the other person the right, because they could be both using it. You're right, in effect.
Think about
that's
all
not
the
point.
Way around.
Yeah. Now,
the
so therefore, says the Ketzois, that you could develop this chazaka on you. Says the Nesivis. So therefore, the fact that the other guy is there. Now, here, can I have one of these? I have one here.
Yeah,
so now, we'll see about that. Now, the Nesivis comes along. And the Nesiva says, I don't understand, you the Ketzois, all the Achrayim say, not like that. It's the last page in this little pamphlet, let's just start with that. Or the second to last page. I said over the Ketzois.
Right here?
Yeah.
So stay in the last page.
So he says, here, where it says your test in the Nesivos HaMishpat, the bottom. Not in the big booklet, in the small one I gave out today. In the supplement, yeah. So, you know? Okay, so, you have it. The Nesivos says like this, Lefizeh, Bebayis HaYadua Shehu Shel Reuven, a house which belongs to Reuven, Shedaru Boy Reuven V'Shimon Biachat Shalei Shon, and Reuven and Shimon live together, V'Toyin Shimon, and Shimon claims, Shekonami Menu HaChotzer, Liyos Shutif Imai. And he claims, I bought it to be together with you. With the chazaka that I lived together with you for 3 years. Pshita de'ein shimen neman. If the owner is living together with the person claiming the chazaka, it's never good. As long as the owner is there, you can't develop a chazak. So the next page, which is the last page in the supplement, so the Nesiva says, he brings a ktsois, and he says, where I arrowed it, first paragraph, says, how could the ktsois argue with everyone before him? The Bach, the Al-Sheikh, I mean, the Chayn Mucham, and Yimuki Yosef, the Chulu, he says, I don't understand, how could you argue? Then look where, in the last paragraph on the page, Omnom. So the Nesivis brings this Rashba, he says, hold on, but the Ktsais has a good Raya. Omnom, midivrei ha-Rashba, shehevi beis Yosef, yitzia ubiya im tzar cheskas gimel shanim, davar baru shetzar cheskas gimel shanim. So he says that coming back and forth through someone's property, you could develop a chazak on that. So it says the Nesivis, you see, that you could develop a chazak, even though the owner's there too. So what's pshat?
Yes.
So look where I underlined the third line. Mashma dafilu ledrisa saregel, just for the right to walk through. Yesh lachazaka. Afsha balabais gam ke mishtamish beveisoi shaloi b'shas knisa. They're not mutually exclusive of each other. So efsha disfirle harashba is one thing. And look where I underlined next. Void nira demairi harashba shasa eze maisa hanikar shesh ledrisa saregel derech beisoi kon shasa gesher v'kayoitze bazeh. Says the Nesivis, no. The only time Cheskas Tashmishin, this whole circuit works, is when the person using it, the neighbor, did a Maisa in the other person's Chatzar. Mm. So once you do a Maisa, when it's not mutually exclusive. I could use it. Ho. What I'm saying, you could use it as a neighbor. But now you're doing stuff on it. The only owners do that. Owners play around with...
That's okay. So you're supposed to be moicha then.
So you're supposed to be moicha. If you gave it to him, obviously. That's the conversation. So now the issue is like this. Says the Nesivis, he argues on this whole thing. He says, no, just usage is not a chazaka. Because why would using something develop a chazaka? The other guy's also using it, and the owner is using it is a raya that he never cared about the other guy using it. But if, and it doesn't show any ownership. But if the guy comes along and starts building it out, right, he built out a ledge. He made some sort of kvias, right? Or he built out a path. He paved it all of a sudden. Whoa. Why are you pouring cement in my backyard for? What's going on over here? And you didn't say anything. Obviously, you gave it to him. Right? So the Nesivis.
So we're going the other way also? The Baal Abayit all of a sudden closes the opening.
So that's a macha. Yeah, he can make a macha. He could decide to.
You know, so the kvias, why do you 3 years? As soon as he puts cement down, one day goes by, he didn't say anything.
So this is a macha, because we were talking about last week. How long does it take to develop a chazaka? Do you say that it's so obvious that I don't let you trespass on my property that one day is already a chazaka? Right? Or do you say, no, it takes 3 years? We have to get back to that in detail. But if it's just
walking him in the backyard, then it's not a chazaka.
That's the machlokes between the ktsois and the nesivis comes out. The ktsois holds that when you're walking through, it is a chazaka. The owner is there also. Yeah, you're right. The owner's there. Sure. That's the whole point. Is that since my claim, the neighbor's claim is not a stira to the owner's claim, so you can have the chazaka even if the owner is still there. And the nesivis says no. If the owner's there, there's no such chazaka. And the only chazaka ever by tashmishim is if you did something to the property that shows ownership. So now it would come out that according to the Nesivis, there's no such chazaka.
Right.
And according to the Ketzos, there is.
So according to the Ketzos, the Baal Abayit couldn't close it off.
He wouldn't, according to the Ketzos, he would not be able to close it off. Now, the question is, whenever there's a machlekes like this, so l'chara, the halacha is, that whoever the muchzak, can now say, I hold Kimli, I paskin like the Nesivis, and you have no chazaka, and therefore it's mine. Question is here, who's considered the muchzak? The owner of the property, the guy? So l'chor, the owner of the property is considered the muchzak, right? Because the owner of the property is the one that he's the muchzak. The other guy's trying to take away from him a certain right.
Why? If the owner bought the house after, then he's trying to take his right away.
Okay, so you have to work out who's the muchzak. Yeah. Well, whoever the muchzak could say, if the other guy's the muchzak, he'll say, I hold like the ktsois. And if the owner is the muchzak, he'll say, I hold like the nesivis. Okay?
We can do that.
But on the last property is the ktsois.
What?
And the last property is the ketzos.
I changed from Russo, so I'm real man. Okay, so this is the fundamental principle. Now, the question is, what about the parking spot issue? So, do you say that it's just like the same as walking through? Or, now, I think that here, it's possible, I think, even the Sivas would agree, that parking in the parking spot would develop a chazaka. Why? Because what, when one car is parked there, no one else can park there. So therefore, when the person is parking in the parking spot, he's hedge taking it away from the owner. So it's much different than walking through.
When the guy,
each owner, he has one car. He can't use two cars. He has no reason to come out. So now he has another car.
No, it's making a difference.
They can park in one spot one day, and
the idea. No, walking through doesn't develop a chazaka because the owner is also doing it. If that's the point. Then the purpose of the nesivus is.
Trust me, you'll park your car in that guy's spot.
No, why do I care?
Even though it's further from your house.
When here it's much more. The parking spot is much more than walking through. I think because the parking spot is you're actually taking it away from the owner.
Similar to a house. More.
I mean, it's much worse than walking. Walking through, you didn't do anything to the owner.
So you're saying I'm right.
Huh?
So I own the car.
Go ahead, have
the guy. Walking through, if you care, you stop them right away. Parking spot.
Is it when you drive when you drive past the car?
No, but he's doing something which excludes you from using it.
I was very clarified that the owner never parked the car up to 3 years.
Yeah,
that we're talking about. We're talking about.
If it, or for however long it takes to make a chazaka. Right. In other words, if the guy went back and forth, the pashtus, even according to everybody, wouldn't be a chazaka.
Well, if I made a party and my father-in-law came to park there, that's fine.
Yeah, if you went back and forth, we're not talking about that. So we're talking about, you know, that's one of the other things with the chazaka in the shul, that if the guy, they switch off Shabbos and whatever, there's a chazaka. So it has to be that the guy was literally there, you know, straight for a while.
Besides
and then all of a sudden, the guy got some Hisayrus and Davin took a Zimra, so, you know, he showed up.
You have to be there the whole
what?
You
have to be there the
whole. You have to make a macha. Is the macha when he drives past in the parking lot, the guy's parking his spot, is the macha, I can't believe he's parking in my spot, or does it have to be a public?
How do you make a macha? We'll have to see how to make a macha. Macha, it could be in front of Adam, you need it. It could be in front of the owner. It could be you need a writer star. It's not easy.
Put a cone in your spot.
If you have a cone.
So now,
you put a sticker on it.
Fine. So this is that. Yeah, okay. Fine, so.
Or you will be doing.
Yeah, let's. So now, this is the. Okay, so this is the first issue. I think this would explain the issue of the kinyan on Drisus Arega, which is supposed to walk through, and the parking spot issue maybe is worse, like we said. But this is the idea. Okay.
How in Baltimore can they put a sign up during the weekend that you can't park, that you can't walk through?
Because so maybe there's a chazaka walking through.
I lose there.
So there's no chazaka then?
How many people walk? Lately it became so popular. Everyone knows. Oh, this is the way to get to shul.
They built a shul there. It's a half an hour further.
Okay, I don't know. Well,
he looks like the Nesivus.
Okay. I don't know. Next. Now, let's talk about how long it takes to make a chazaka, because we discussed this last week. Okay. Let's come back to it. Yeah, we have a couple minutes. I want to get to this point. How long does it take to make a chazaka? So, some Rishonim hold, we spoke out last week, some Rishonim hold that it takes 3 years and a taina. Just like by ownership. It means you have to be there for 3 years and you have to explain what is it that you're claiming. If you're just saying, well, you know, I built out my gutter and you never complained, so why are you complaining now? Well, I'm complaining now, so get out of here. So once you're told, yeah, that's not a chazaka. Chazaka means you have to claim that we discussed it. You gave me the right to do it. Either I paid for it, or even without paying for it, you gave it to me as a matana. And we discussed the issue. You told me no problem, go ahead. I have no problem with that at all. You gave me the right to do it. And now, you can't change it. Now, I was kind of the right to have that overhang in my house. It didn't bother you. And now you're changing your mind because you want to, let's say, build a second story and you're going to bump into the overhead. That's your problem. So you can't build out.
Just talking about, or are you taking your
start?
Just talking about
it enough. A kinyan of some sort. Maybe you shook hands, maybe you were moichel it to me.
You get.
You have to have a taina, I'm not sure.
No,
obviously he's saying he never did it. But I have a chazaka, so therefore it's considered mine. And I have a raya that you did it. Chazaka is a good raya that you did it, because otherwise, why'd you wait 3 years to wake up? Obviously, it would have bothered you had you not been moichel it. You would have woken up before. So I have a raya that you gave it to me. That's the sheet that holds 3 years. The sheet that holds right away is another sheet that they hold miad. that as long as the owner, as long as the owner saw it and was Michael, we assume right away there was a mechila, and that it becomes his.
Wait, what, if he was mochel, then why are you assuming it's a mechila?
He saw it, and the fact that he saw it and said nothing, there's an unspoken mechila, and therefore the owner. That's why it's talin hakpada. That's what the Rashi is saying. So now we spoke out last week. The Ketzos is kasha. The Ketzos asks that how in the world. Well, he has no taina though. So you're right. I was a nice guy yesterday, and now I'm not a nice guy anymore. In order for the neighbor to claim that he doesn't have to move, right? He doesn't have. He's allowed to keep his overhang there. He has to say there's a chazaka. There's a kinyan. So where did he say he doesn't have that taina? He's not saying there's a kinyan. He's saying I did it with no permission. I thought I did it with no permission. But you didn't care for the last 3 months. Now you can't care. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Well,
I didn't care yesterday. Because, so the Ketzos explains, because first it means that he was Moichel. So there's an unspoken Mechila. Now the Ketzos says that just like, you know, if you sell the house to me, if Reuven sells the house to Shimon, and he says, yeah, go buy, make a kinyan on the house. Living in, doing something to the house that an owner would do is called a Maisa Kinyan. So let's say you change the locks, then you develop ownership on that's a Maisa Kinyan. So when you're dealing with ownership, then a chazaka is doing something owners do. When you're dealing with the right to use it, then using it in the way that the person who has the right to use it uses it. Okay, then using it as a kinyan on that. So therefore, if the shaila is, do I have a right to put out the overhang? And I put out the overhang, then that's called a kinyan on that right. So the Ketzos develops this new concept that using something in a certain way is a kinyan on that usage.
And this is where we get to rely on whichever rug you want.
Okay, so how are you kind of a right to put out an overhang with money? How are you coining the right? So it's choice, money, a star, or doing it. Right, that's also a Kenyan. According to this Shita, it's not 3 years. It's Miyad. According to this Shita, the Rambam, it's Miyad.
No, but the 3-year Shita.
No.
Well, I mean, the guy's got to be there. He's got to see it.
So, one second.
Kenyan doesn't happen until after it's there, and then the guy's not licensed.
Right, you're saying it was Geneva, you mean? It was Geneva, you mean? What was my right to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you had a right to do it. I mean, it could be you didn't have a right to do it.
Or I knew that you'd be Michael.
I knew you'd be Michael.
That's good enough.
I knew you'd be Michael.
But I wasn't. Can't force somebody.
I can't force you, but I...
To be quite fair, I have no right to do it.
No, maybe I knew you were getting Michael.
I don't mind. As long as everyone's committing to stay till 11, we can keep on talking, but I don't want to finish this. So according to the Ketzos, the fact that you're Michael means you didn't care if I do it. Now, therefore... Using it in the way that I'm claiming I own the right, using it itself is the kinyan. So according to the Ketzos, he explains the Rambam Shita, the kinyan is miyat. Okay? Now, like we said last week, how do we paskin? How do we paskin on this? So, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. All these cases. So, page 11. Let's just do page 12. Page 12. The numbers are on the bottom. You see them. Page 12. Hoytzias aziz. If you took out if you made a protrusion out, hoytzias aziz, you made a little protrusion out of the window or whatever. V'loy micha boi bala chotzer, and the owner of the chotzer did not make a macha. Harei hechzik bala aziz. There's a chazaka. Umishtamish boi could use it. Umaynei bala chotzer lishtamish boi. You hear this?
Wow.
You hear this chutzpah? You put out this flower pot extension into the guy's property. You did it for a week. The guy saw it. He didn't make a macha. It's yours. Now the guy says, can you move it? No, I can't. I'm not moving it. It's mine. Sorry. So he says, fine. I'm going to make room. I'm going to put my flower pots on there too. No. I don't want your flower pots there. It's mine. So the bala chotzer doesn't even stop the bala bayis from using it. It's his. It's exclusively his and that's it. Hagav, yesh oimrim, but some say, this is the first shita, t'chol chazakas elu, ba'inan shalei shanim, v'chol shalei hechzik shalei shanim, yachol limchais. You could still maintain your schos, v'chein ba'inan, shiyavei b'taina, k'moi b'chazkas karka. You also have to have a taina. Okay? So, again, if it's a machlok between the machaber and the ramah, who do we go with? So if you're Ashkenazi, you go with the ramah. Now, who's Ashkenazi? The neighbor or the balabai? The balachot, right? So it, let's say the Baal Bayis is Ashkenazi, but the Baal HaChotzer is the Baal HaChotzer is Ashkenazi, but the Baal Bayis who's put it out is Sephardi. So the Baal HaChotzer is going to say, get out of here, you don't have no chazaka. So the Baal Bayis is going to say, I'm Sephardi, I go with the Mechaber, I have a chazaka. So I'm not sure what the halacha is. That's a good dying.
What about being a mensch?
What does Rav Heschel say?
No, it doesn't count.
What do you mean doesn't count?
As long as you didn't say anything too late.
What do you mean?
Think 3 years. You should wait. You should actually say something.
Which part is mensch?
Just to be not to be so like this and think about being a mensch.
Which guy is being the mensch?
I think he's referring to the person who's building the protrusion.
So we established that was probably wrong, but once he did it, that's how we discovered.
So now the same thing in the next case. Hamazchela. Okay, next page, 13. Harayt zelaytzi tzinar. You want to stick a pipe out al chatzah chavera. Kadei she kaleach sham hamayim. Oy shasa mazchela, big pipe al koisloy on his wall. Kadei she hamayim nischolim v'yardim l'chatzah chavera. So you put out some gutter extension that's going to pour all your water out into your friend's field. Ma'akiv alav. You could stop him, but if you didn't stop him, it's a chazaka right away. Says the Ramah again. What's the Ramah going to say? Again, the Ramah says right away, you need 3 years. Same thing, page 15.
So,
page 15, last line. Ubecheskas sulam, you see where I underlined the Ramah. Ubecheskas sulam, yesh oimim debein, cheskas gimel shanim. Vitaina again. So the Ramah constantly says you need now. The problem is all the Mefarshim say. You look in the Ramah carefully. He says Yesh Oimer.
Right.
He
doesn't say that. He says Yesh Oimer. That means he doesn't.
He's not committing all the way. So now, now we have to figure that out. So we're going to speak next week about the Sma, who develops a whole concept of when does the Ramah pass in you need 3 years. And when not. It's not clear. There's a little bit of a steer in the Ramah. So we'll have to speak next week about this Sma. So just to sum up, so we were talking about the whole concept of Cheskas Tashmishim. Now we talked about, is it 3 years? Is it Miyad? Machal Yishayin? And then we spoke about the concept of what types of use create a Chazak. So the Gemara says anything which is construction related has to do with Kvias. But what about a non-construction type of use? So let's say walking through or part or whatever. So anything which you're makbid l'char shav a chazak. However, there's another issue with the fact is that a use that the Baal Bayis is also doing, can you have a chazaka? So he said there's a machalikas ktsais and nesivis about that. Then the ktsais says you couldn't make a chazaka on that. And the nesivis says no, that the only time you make a chazaka is with building out or doing something that only a Bailin does. And therefore, if the owner is there, using it just like that doesn't make a chazaka. And the whole idea of a path is only if you did a maisa to show that you have a right in the path. How we paskin the machlekes ksusnesivus is big. There's a lot of chuvis in the marsham about exactly. It's an arichas. Okay.
Let's say the tashmish that you did it.